This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
News story.
Now, I don't know if this is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to.
Got some good news and I got some bad news.
Now this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage.
What do you mean, silly? I mean, that's real news.
Top stories of the day. Three-time Cy Young winner and 2011 American League MVP Justin Verlander. He's the oldest active player in the major leagues at the age of 43, he will retire officially at the after the 2026 season. He announced this morning. He said, "This season has challenged me in ways I haven't experienced before, both physically and mentally. I've always believed that as long as I can compete at the level I expect of myself, I'd keep playing. I never wanted to retire because of a milestone, a number, or a date on the calendar. I wanted the game to tell me when it was time."
He only wanted to go out sucking.
Yeah. I mean, no. I mean, why you got to be disrespectful about it? I don't know why you got to be.
I'm going to go out when no team signs me, or I'm in AAA.
He plays for the. What are you talking about? I mean, he had one start already for the Tigers this year. What are you talking about? Like, he's not
just
playing, but he's on a team.
Yeah, but it's like he's towards the end of his career. It sounds like he's saying, I want to milk this as long as possible. I mean, he could still probably milk it in the AAA.
I think he's, you know, he's hurt right now anyway. I think he's just sensing it's time. I don't know why you have, why are you taking it like to a disrespectful level for Justin Verlander, Michael? What are we doing here?
I was actually just wondering, how did he hurt himself? Did he bend over like me and pull muscle?
I mean, he's on like the 60-day IL, so he's not coming back. But, I mean, he's just making it official. It's his body told him it was time, and so he's making the announcement. I don't think that's a controversial story today, Mike.
Brady, I'm going to retire now. My body has told me it's time.
Is that a promise?
No, I was just joking. I'm going to be your producer forever / co-host.
No, not co-host. Yankees strike out 17 times versus the Rays for the second straight game. They can't stop striking out, Michael. In a 6-4 loss to the Tampa Bay Rays on Tuesday night, they whiffed 17 times to become the first team in American League history whose batters hit that mark in consecutive 9-inning games. Wow, that is just... Say what you will about it, even in the darkest times of the Rockies. I don't know. They obviously did not have that. Coach Prime of making the rounds during the Big 12 media days. He said in the wake of their 3-9 season... he admitted that the Buffs flat out got their butts kicked. Did you get the clip I sent you? No. Did you see it? No, you didn't go check. You were too busy eating chips and salsa, weren't you?
When did you send it?
I sent it earlier, about an hour ago.
I was unable to.
But on the air, I said maybe you could check during the break, and you said, yeah, you gave me the nod, you'd go check.
My body was telling me that I needed to retire.
Can you go find it? It's from Julian Lewis. I sent it to you. See if you work your magic. Look at him go. He's like lightning.
Who is it from? Julian Lewis. Dreyfuss?
Just look for the email that I sent you. Bill Murray. My whole life is What About Bob? And it's just not. It's I am Richard Dreyfuss, and Michael is Bill Murray. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. He was asked, Coach Prime was asked if he's seeing a turnaround with this team. He said, it's already turned. You just ain't seen the fruit. It's already there. They went 1-8 in league play. They finished number 112 in the country in total offense and 121 in total defense. I mean, this was, they couldn't stop the run. They were one of the worst run-stopping teams in college football. They ranked 133rd out of 134. They had a major roster haul, which is nothing new. Most teams are experiencing that, but a major roster overhaul, a lot of decisions changed at coaching staff decisions were made, both offensive and defensive coordinator. They made those changes. I'm really interested to see how Brennan Marion does. I talked about him at the beginning or earlier in the first hour of the show. He had the head coaching job at Sac State, but he's literally been to a new spot every single year. And then defensive coordinator Chris Marv got promoted when Robert Livingston left for the Denver Broncos. So we'll find out, man. Obviously, the big key for the Buffaloes is their quarterback. Is Juju Lewis, Julian Lewis. He was a blue-chip recruit. He enrolled early. He started two games last season. In those games, lost to West Virginia and Arizona State. Coach Prime said the ceiling on him is unbelievable. I did find it kind of fascinating to listen to some of what he had to say yesterday. I think someone just caught up with him randomly. Was this at Big 12 Media Day? I'm not sure, Michael, or wherever. I'm guessing he's there. Here's Julian Lewis on the difference from last year to this year. Here he is.
My play, I'm actually looking at the defenses now. Last year, we wasn't really looking at defense as much, just kind of high school free ball and just out there playing football. But, it's a lot bigger than that now, so it should be fun.
So last year, they were just out there free balling. That has a different meaning for some. Now, Buffs fans, I'm asking the question. Still the same head coach. Not a new head coach. Not a new philosophy. And your starting quarterback says the difference between this year already and last year is basically saying, Michael, we were just running around. We're just running around out there.
We were running around, having some fun. No real plan. I mean, we kind of had a playbook, but we're just like, you know what? Let's just toss the ball around and get blown out.
Do you think the Buffs, I'm not asking if they're not going to win, get to a bowl game. Do you think they're going to be awful? They got 11 new starters on defense. Their defense was not great anyway last year, but they got 11 new starters. A lot of new coaches. A quarterback that we think could be good. I have this bad feeling that it's going to be a really long year for Colorado.
I have a bad feeling that they're going to be firing their coach midway through the season.
You think they would fire Coach Prime midway through the season?
I don't know. I'm very cynical today, Brady, and I'm thinking they might fire him midway through the not midway, but more like
let me
you're
ask
0-7, and they got to do something. They got to win those last five games. They consider it. Oh, 0-8. Now we fire him.
Let me ask you this: when we go through it, the schedule for them. Week 1, September 3rd, against they're at
loss.
At Georgia Tech, loss.
Yeah,
0-1.
I think I predicted them to be like 4-7.
Home against Weber State.
That'll be a win. They're going to struggle, but that'll be a win. And Weber State will be coming off of a loss.
That'll be awesome.
Go Bears.
They'll be playing in UNC's first game under the lights at Nottingham Field. Ever.
And
at
it's,
Nottingham Field.
Nottingham going to be a win for Weber State. Okay, sorry.
No, that's not good. Northwestern. At Northwestern.
Northwestern,
they better
I
win
think
that.
That's going to be a win for Northwestern.
Ooh, you've got them going 1-2, and then they go up against Baylor.
I don't know too much about Baylor.
Baylor was 5-7 last year. They weren't good. It's at on the road.
That's a loss.
You've got them at 1-3. Texas Tech. Soresby.
You're going to lose.
No Soresby, no problem for Texas Tech. 1-4. Utah.
Utah Putty Tat is starting all over this year.
They are.
So they probably lost a lot of people. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that CU beats Utah Putty Tat.
Yeah, folks. If Whittingham was there, I'd have a different opinion on this, but I'm going with you on this. 2-4.
If he was still there, I'd have a witty pun.
Oklahoma State. They were awful last year. They won one game.
They will beat Oklahoma State.
All right.
Oklahoma State is when you are embarrassed that badly, sorry, you're going to suck for a bit.
Well, you got them at 3-4 before they host K-State. Who was okay last year, but there's a lot of people predicting that they're going to be very good this year.
I think they're going to be very good this year.
They're 3-5.
Maybe top 25 playoff team.
So that's a loss. At Arizona State. Arizona State was an 8-win team last year.
They did have a coach. Their coach was at Arizona State for quality control purposes. But I don't think there's a lot of quality to control for CU. I think they're going to lose.
Kenny Dillingham is pretty good coach, Mike. So I think sky's the limit for them. So you've got them at 3-6. Is that what you said? Did you say they're going to lose to Arizona?
Yeah, they're going to lose to Arizona.
Then they go up against Houston. Houston was a 10-win team last year. It'll be at home against Houston.
I mean, they've got to pull off an upset at some point, but I don't know if it's going to be against Houston.
Well, Utah might be considered an upset, depending on who you ask.
Yeah, I think that might be called an upset.
Okay, so you've got them losing to Houston?
Yeah, I got them losing to Angelica.
At Cincinnati. Cincinnati was 7-win team last year, 7-6. They were bowling.
But
on the
didn't
road.
They lose their quarterback?
Yes, they did. Happened to be Brendan Soresby.
Yeah, I think CU wins that one.
4-7 to finish the season at home against UCF. UCF was 5-7 last year.
Oh, man. Should I be positive
or
should
matter.
I be
it's
what
be
my
no
mood
bowl
is
season.
Right now?
It doesn't matter. They're not going to a bowl game based on your projections.
Well, I don't think UCF is going to a bowl game either.
So who's winning?
I'm going to say CU wins at home. I'm going to remain positive. I'm going to bring that UNC beats Weber State with Miles McClarity getting a pick six. I'm going to bring that positivity.
I love Miles McClarity, but what does that have to do with this story? This
well,
talk.
Yeah,
this
I'm
topic?
Starting off with UNC Bears positivity, and I'm going to bring that positivity to CU so they will win 5 games next year.
Is that enough?
Maybe enough to keep his job if they worry about the blowback.
So the teams that they lost to last year, so you have them.
I have them at 5-6.
Yeah. You've got them at 5-7.
Oh, sorry, 5-7.
Good. You didn't math good. They lost to Georgia Tech last year, and I agree with you. They lost to Houston, 36-20. They lost to Utah, 53-7. They lost to Arizona State, 42-17. And then K-State was 24-14.
K-State was not that great last year.
I mean, it's tough for Coach Prime because the Big 12, they got some good teams, man. Texas Tech will be good again, even without the Soresby thing. They're going to be good.
They're second tier. They're second tier of the Power Four.
I don't disagree with you. I'm just saying that they've got some really good football teams. Teams that are on their schedule, like K-State, I think is going to be really good. It'll be a tough year for Coach Prime.
So what are you going to say?
I'm not that far off from where you are.
Are you picking this on Friday?
Picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that.
I didn't know that.
I'm about there with you. I might even go one less. I might even say they lose to UCF because it's at the end of the season. They're punted. It's all done. They're not going bowling. I don't think they're going bowling.
I mean, they could if they rented a bowling alley, but they're definitely not going to a bowl game.
I'm not sure if Coach Prime's going to be into bowling, Michael. I'm not sure if he's going to be into that once he's got a lot more free time on his hands. That would be a weird ending. And so 5-7, you think maybe they still keep him? You can't keep him, Mike. They're paying him. What are they paying him? $10+ million a year? You can't do it. Faith texting in. I wouldn't be surprised if Prime made them put something in his contract that said he couldn't be fired midseason. Can you do that?
I'm sure that contract is public. Like you, it's a government. Like so,
It's a government.
Well, they get government money, so it kind of counts.
Travis, the new guy. The Broncos will join forces with the Colorado Buffaloes, unite together as one strong force, and become the most dominant football team in the globe. That's a Michael type of text right there, Travis, the new guy. I'm sorry. That is a Michael type of text. That is a Buzz Killington type text right there. But I still love you, Travis, the new guy.
I've quite a mastery of the humorous yawn. Let's both revisit the birth of the Doily Cot Opera Company.
That's totally what Travis the New Guy did. He mic'd it. He mic'd it right there.
I'm going to be honest with you guys. I do like opera. So if there's an opera company that someone wants to talk about, call us up.
Why am I not surprised that you said I'm an opera fan? Why am I not surprised? What is your favorite opera? What the hell is an opera?
I don't know.
You're not a fan of the opera.
My
favorite opera is The Phantom at the Opera. And that's just because I know that it exists.
Well, Phantom of the Opera was actually a play, was it not? Andrew Lloyd Webber?
I don't know what you're saying.
There's a singer that I like, my favorite singer, Taria. She sings The Phantom of the Opera.
You might as well be
speaking. She's also an opera singer.
Spanish right now. You could be speaking Spanish right now.
El burrito de los taco.
Travis the new guy says, yeah, sorry, that was bad. See what you do to the hooligans?
Vamanos Broncos.
You dumb us all down, Mike. All of us, me included. I was a pretty smart guy.
You can do that yourself.
No, I was a pretty smart guy before you you stepped in this thing that we call the whole show. That's bad. Yeah, I agree with this text that I just got. I can't read it because it's so rated R. But I agree with that text.
Did they send you a picture in the text and you can't read it because it's rated R?
Something mean about you. But funny. You might actually like it off the air. But
was it from Faith?
I can't tell you. I cannot disclose that. How do you say you're a fan of the opera, but you don't know an opera?
I do know an opera, like Tremonisha is an opera, and I listen to that all the way through.
You could have just made that up.
No. It's an opera. It was written by Scott Joplin, who's known as the godfather of ragtime music. He wrote two operas. One is
since the hell is an opera.
The other one has been done.
What's the difference
several
between,
times by several
I'm
opera
bored
times.
Of whatever you're saying. What's the difference between an opera and a play? Like where they sing songs and dance. Like, don't they do that in operas too?
I think opera is more like serious, like, I sing voice.
Do
blah,
they sing
blah,
the
blah.
Whole time? Or do they act a little bit? Or is it all singing?
They do more singing. Like, if you listen to it, and you can get it on YouTube.
Oh, no, I'll probably check that
Spotify,
out.
Spotify.
Yeah, I'll probably.
Tremonisha.
Probably check
like
that out.
Tree plus Monisha.
No, you don't need to spell it out.
The character's name.
There is zero chance I'm ever searching that.
The daughter of Monisha.
I did watch a play over the weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah, on my iPad. Would you like to know what it was?
Let me guess. Hamilton.
1776. Very good. It's a musical. I'm not a big musical guy, but I watched it in high school. We had to watch it for our government class. And
gross.
Actually, it was my favorite class. It was very good. And we had to watch that movie And then I saw it pop up on Disney. It was on the Disney app, on Disney Plus. And so I was like, dude, I'm going to watch this on July 4th. What better way to honor America's 250th birthday than to watch a bunch of dudes in tights run around and sing?
Watch Gettysburg.
No, I'm good.
I watched that movie again. It's a fantastic movie.
I actually probably would watch that movie. It's just you mention it so much, I've gone the reverse. Everything that you like. Yeah, I agree with this text, too. everything that you like makes me just not like it. People are making fun of me because I watched 1776. I'm sorry, it's educational. Google it, Mike. It's got Mr. Feeny from Boy Meets World in it. Did you ever watch Boy Meets World, Mr. Feeny?
I did not.
What the hell did you do growing up? What did you watch, man?
You know what, Brady? I went outside and I played sports.
We know that's not true.
I mean, well, yeah, I did play sports with the neighborhood kids. I was always the worst.
You were bad at sports? That's shocking to me.
My body doesn't work.
This is shocking to me. 1776 is an American historical musical drama directed by Peter H. Hunt and written by Peter Stone, based on the book for the 1969 Broadway musical of the same name. Blah, 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 blah. But Mr. Feeny plays John Adams.
His name is Peter Hunt?
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
P. Hunt. Punt. Punter.
Stop. It's a good movie. You should watch it.
Is that what we're watching?
Dude, Travis the New
Friday?
Guy, this is your fault. You got us on this weird thing. Whatever it is that you did got Michael to talking about opera for some reason, and then I had to interject with my own weird, stupid, nerdy thing.
Look,
although it's not nerdy if it's historic.
These American movies about America, as long as they're like at least semi-accurate.
I did Google. I was like, how accurate is 1776? And it's pretty damn accurate.
If you Google how accurate is Patriot, it'll laugh at you.
Is that about as accurate as Braveheart?
Yeah.
You mean?
Like, I think the guy actually did own slaves.
In
Patriot.
In
real life, I think he actually did have slaves. He was not a good guy.
Well, they didn't necessarily say he didn't have slaves in the movie, did he? Did they?
Yeah, but like most of the time, he was probably really mean to them.
That you don't know that for sure. It's Mel Gibson. Mel Gibson, Michael.
His movies are always accurate.
Lethal Weapon 1 through 4, pretty damn accurate.
And they're supposed to have a Lethal Weapon 5 coming out, but
no.
I don't know if that's going to happen.
Aaron texting, and I watched The Hurricane this weekend. You could add that to your summer watch list.
Is that the one with Denzel Washington?
Yeah.
I love that movie.
This is a good movie. It's hard to get through, though. It's just sad. It's tough. They made a song about it.
Inspirational, though.
Can you sing the song?
Here comes the story of the hurricane.
28 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Let's save us from this. Please, commercial break. Businesses that support this station, take us away and distract us. We'll be right back.
Did you know you can hear your favorite KFKA shows anytime? Find podcasts of Good Morning NoCo, Coach Speak, and the whole show on Apple, Spotify, or 1310KFK.com.
Here in Colorado, doing business is more than a transaction. It's a handshake, a neighbor helping a neighbor. And at Bank of Colorado, that's the way it's been since 1978. I'm Sean Ostoff, president of Bank of Colorado. And as Colorado's largest family-owned bank, we're built on personal service and a commitment to giving back. From local schools to community events, we invest where you live, work, and grow. Because this is more than business. It's home. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
What's up, Hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
What is that from?
Why, it's from Scott Joplin's Treemonisha.
What do you do with your time, man? What the hell? What is this?
Brady, I'm sorry that I am cultured.
That was
just
cultured, awful.
And some people aren't.
We're the only sports show in America that came in with some goofy opera musical music.
For the rest of the show.
And for the record, Tanner's out there making fun of me because I watched a musical play, 1776. It's very educational. It's very accurate. So if you want to learn a little bit more, if you don't like to read, like nobody other than me here at this staff can, then you watch the movie and you could learn a little bit about the signing of the Declaration of Independence.
I mean, that's how I passed high school. Just watch the movie.
We had a history teacher that was so bad, he made us watch Braveheart, and we did a report on Braveheart.
Which, by the way, was also inaccurate. Well, they didn't have kilts. They didn't have bagpipe. Well, they
and William Wallace was not a great. I mean, he was kind of a legend, and they honor him in Scotland. But he was not as good as they say. And the girl he was with was not as old as they say.
Yeah, and like he basically did the same stuff that Longshanks did.
Yeah.
Also, there's no proof that his son was gay. And like,
no, that was Hollywood. That was a Hollywood thing.
If you read like if you know the last name of the person who wrote the movie. His last name is Wallace. So I wonder if there's some bias in there. By the way, he was not from the Highlands. He was from the Lowlands.
Okay, that's enough. I'm trying to stop you.
But the original score, it's actually my favorite.
Deep in. Oh, I love the movie. But you have to watch the movie knowing that it's kind of. It's based very, 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 very loosely on real things.
Yeah, it's. I think they put the kilts in there because they're like, oh, the Scots. But kilts didn't exist till the.
Until
the 1920s.
You're getting ahead of your skis here, Mike. You're excited to nerd out a little bit, and I gave you that freedom. I opened the gate for you, and what'd you do? You took off. You're a wild stallion right now, and I'm not going to be able to rein you back in.
Yeah, I'm like a dog chasing a chicken. Gotta get it, gotta get it,
gotta
get it.
What was wrong with my analogy? I gave you wild stallion, and you said I'm a dog chasing a chicken. I'm trying, man. I'm trying to build you up. You won't even let it. Jimmy would be so upset.
Anyway, James Horner, really fantastic originals.
We're done with that. My friends over at DVR Broncos asked this. The Nuggets have a legit chance at landing LeBron James. Would this be just as impactful as when Peyton Manning signed with the Broncos?
That's a stupid question.
It's not even close. Why do you guys... LeBron James is not the same guy he was 10 years ago. He's not. Peyton Manning was still in his prime. Then he got hurt. Players get hurt, and then he came back from it.
We all know that there was a question, but here's the thing. The 49ers needed a quarterback. They were also interested. The two main teams interested, the Niners and the Broncos.
And weren't the Titans
were better than them.
The Titans were pretty interested too, weren't they?
They might have been. I don't think about the Titans. They're not good.
So the year he got hurt, Michael... So he played in 2010, his last year for the Colts, Peyton Manning. He threw for 4,700 yards, 33 touchdowns, and 17 interceptions. Still elite level. LeBron James averaged 20 points a game last year.
But Brady, that's better than averaging 19.
Yeah, it is, but that's about what Jamal Murray has done during his career. And you guys are acting as if his defensive prowess... The one thing you need is defense, and you need to keep shooting the way you shot last year, and he doesn't do any of those things. It's just, no. No, it's not going to be as impactful. Manning was still, in his career, Michael, his third best year was 2010. So basically, that's the footage and everything they're going off of when they decided to sign him. He just came off of one of his best years as a pro quarterback. In fact, that was the most yards he'd ever thrown for in a season. Until he got with the Broncos, the most he'd ever thrown for was 4,700 yards. That was his third or fourth most productive touchdown output. So you signed him. Yes, he had the neck surgery. But all the doctors indicated that he was going to make a full recovery and be good to go. So you are getting that guy who was still considered, if not Tom Brady, the best quarterback in the NFL. So no, it's not. As a texter from the 970, as impactful as the Broncos signing Manning? Not at all. Result in the same amount of media coverage? Probably. Yeah, LeBron will get more. Don't you think? LeBron's going to get more media coverage. This is what I don't want to hear. It's not worth it to me. You're not going to win a title. I'm saying it right now. If LeBron James comes to Denver, they will not win a title. Then Brady, are you saying they're not going to win a title without him? No. 37 minutes after the hour, I'll take a quick break. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Nico Carvacho, former CSU Ram, current pro basketball player, and you're listening to The Hall Show with my good friend, Brady Hall.
Here's the story of the hurricane. The man the authorities came to blame for something that he never done. Put in a prison cell, but one time he could have been a champion of the world.
Shout out to Aaron for the inspiration on the tunes today. Texter from the 970. When Allen Iverson came to the Nuggets, my friends were all guaranteeing multiple championships. LeBron would be similar. Well, how many times do I mean, yours truly guaranteed a championship when the Broncos traded for Russell Wilson. And so did you. Don't act all high and mighty.
I mean, I guaranteed championships every year.
You guaranteed championship when Trevor Siemian was the quarterback. So your standards are very, very low.
Look, the Broncos had at least 7 wins that year. And that's better than a lot of other quarterbacks did with the Broncos.
Mm-hmm. But we all thought Super Bowls. It wasn't a question of...
He was going to be the best 7th-round pick ever.
It wasn't a question... For Russell Wilson, it wasn't a question of if they'd win a Super Bowl. It was how many would they win. Seriously. We were at that point. Am I behind on the clock, or am I good? Are we good?
I lost track of time. One more break.
So I'm good?
You're good.
We're good where we are? Yeah, I mean, everybody thought Allen Iverson was going to be the big thing. And listen, there was part of me that was kind of excited because I was a fan of Allen Iverson, but I also didn't think it was going to work because it was Allen Iverson, Carmelo Anthony. You're going to get two really, really good offensive players, but there's not going to be a lot of cohesiveness going on with that team. And it wasn't until Chauncey Billups came over and they moved on from Allen Iverson, got Chauncey in the trade, and that's when the Nuggets... Chauncey, like, solidified this team. He was a leader and got them, helped lead them to the Western Conference Finals. And unfortunately, part of the Melo trade involved Chauncey Billups, so that got Chauncey, shipped him out of town. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. I'm just not going to sit here and pretend that LeBron is LeBron of 10 years ago. It was 16 years ago, and we'll talk about that. 16 years ago, he made a decision, the decision, and I think he turned heel. I think he turned back to, in WWE terms, babyface when he went to Cleveland. A lot of people liked that move, even if you weren't a Cleveland fan. Even if you weren't really a LeBron fan, you had respect for that. Okay, he went back. He's going to do right by them.
And he did right by them.
And he did. He got him a championship.
Then he went to the dark side.
And then he doubled down on being a villain again and went to the Lakers. And that's when he went back into the enemy territory, in my mind. And he was there for 8 years. And now he's doing the same thing again. And you
like
guys
the
are
Undertaker.
You guys are falling for it all over again. He's doing the decision. We're all waiting to see what he's going to do. Which franchise is he going to save? Who is he going to bless with his 20 points a game? I know he's a better player than 20 points a game. I'm just making a point. I just don't think it's the right move for the Nuggets, and it's nothing close to the need and the guy at the level of player that the Broncos got in Peyton Manning. Not even close. LeBron is not considered the best player in the NBA. Peyton Manning, depending on who you asked, was considered the best quarterback in the NFL at the time and then got hurt.
And doctors, after that injury, doctors were like, yeah, you can go ahead and play. The problem was, like, people were afraid, was he going to be able to play? But doctors were confident. He was confident.
Yeah, and we all had that question. We all did, even though doctors said, yeah, he's cleared. Like, everything is good. He's at no risk anymore. We all still were kind of like, well, I guess the only bad thing is that if it doesn't work out, and what did he do? He went on to have record-breaking years with the Broncos, so it worked out. I'm not saying it's impossible for the Nuggets to win a championship if they get LeBron James. I'm not saying it's impossible for the Nuggets to run it back and not win a championship. It just seems highly unlikely.
I'm not saying it's impossible for the Nuggets to win a championship with you and me in the starting lineup.
You're not saying it's impossible because Joker would make us look good.
Yeah. I mean, they just wouldn't give the ball to me.
No, like, if we started, be a decoy.
we'd have five fouls in the first quarter.
Yeah.
That's, I'd foul that's out accurate. So quick.
Yeah. You would foul out, and then that'd be done. We'd be done with that gimmick. Is that what you'd do if you were in the NBA? You just foul.
Well, when I played basketball in sixth grade,
man, I bet
the
you
second
good.
Worst player on the team.
Did they call you White Lightning?
I got four fouls in one game, and I didn't play very much.
You had four fouls in one, so you just were, you didn't even try playing defense.
No, I just was not good at basketball.
You just let them blow by you.
Playing defense and then accidentally hit someone's hand.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, I made two buckets that year, though.
Did you? So, I like when you call it buckets. Kind of makes me think you were good.
I was better than Jimmy.
You're all about buckets. Really? Jimmy was better than you?
No, I was better than him.
Oh, you were better than Jimmy, really?
Yeah.
I thought you were picked last.
I was much better than him.
I thought you were picked last, and then Jimmy was picked second to last.
No, I'm always picked second to last.
And then it was Jimmy?
Yeah, he was always. He was less athletic than me, and athletic is in quotations.
Do you think he would
shoot the ball with two hands, and I actually was able to do the lame goose thing or whatever it's called.
Would you be surprised to know that Jimmy's now like a world-class athlete and bodybuilder?
If he was, I'd say congratulations.
Yeah. You kind of went the same direction.
Yeah, I'm a world-famous stomach builder.
Mm-hmm. 47 minutes after the hour. Do you guys want LeBron James in Denver? We'll look at that. The fact that we're doing the LeBron James watch, and yes, I'm taking part in it because it involves the Denver Nuggets. If it didn't involve the Denver Nuggets, I would tell you, I would talk about where he went when he went there. But the fact that the Nuggets are in the mix forces my hand. We'll be right back.
Should be a busy offseason for the Avalanche and the Nuggets. What needs to change? Follow along with us on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Earl Boykins, former Denver Nugget, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Michael was pretty sad last week, last Friday, that he didn't get to enjoy the festivities at Big City Roadhouse. Mike, I promise I'll take you there soon, okay?
I was promised, at least I am telling myself I am promised.
I'm sure I made a promise to you.
A burrito would have been purchased for me.
If you would have been there?
Well, no, like I was here at the station.
Dude, when I got done with the hot dog eating contest, I couldn't think about food. There was no way I could have food in my car driving back
here. But you could have had your assistant, Tanner, do it.
Tanner left as soon as that bad boy was over. He was ready to, I think he was tired of seeing me and tired of seeing us eat hot dogs, and he was just over it. I think he was just over it.
Plus he had some cows to raise.
Probably had to milk a few cows. Probably had to get back and... Those cows aren't going to milk themselves, Michael. It's hard to do with the hooves. Can't do that. It's hard. Difficult. So that's where Tanner comes in. First of all, his text line, 888-530-0043. He hates when I say that he milks cows. Apparently, it's a bad thing to say that ranchers are cow milkers. It's like a bad thing to say.
Well, no. It's because he uses a machine to milk the cows. He can't go down there and... You know, do the stuff with the udders. He has a machine do it.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. I don't think it's a bad thing. I mean, there's a lot of rich dairy farmers out there. Tanner could be that guy.
He could be secretly rich. Tanner, I need some money.
He could be secretly rich, which means we should probably stop talking badly about him.
Tanner, the dentist, called me and said, you owe a lot of money.
You got to go to the dentist?
I did go to the dentist this morning.
How'd that go?
I wasn't insulted as much as I thought I would be since I started off the conversation with Mountain Dew. So I thought, oh, the person cleaning my teeth is going to be mad at me. But she wasn't. But I might have to have a tooth pulled.
Oh, are you kidding?
No.
Oh, wow. I know you told me that earlier, but I reacted that way online for dramatic purposes. 12:55 the time. Coming up next, clip of the day. Also, Keeling Me Softly with the Denver Post's Sean Keeler. It's The Whole Show. Powered by Mosquito Joe. We'll be right back.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.